From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a man driving a Honda Civic northbound on US 101 recently just south of Red Crest with three passengers crossed over the southbound lanes and the southbound Red Crest on-ramp of US 101 and struck a tree west of the roadway. As a result of that collision, all four occupants sustained injuries and were taken to St. Joseph Hospital. Three passengers identified as Jordan Guthert, Jamie Maroney, and Nicole Lang. While at the hospital, officials say Nicole Lang succumbed to her injuries despite life-saving efforts by medical staff. Humboldt County Coroner's Office identifying a person found dead recently, a 66-year-old Eureka resident, Robert Allen Wolf. He was reported to the Eureka Police Department as a missing person and was last seen walking near the 2100 block of Pine Street back on May 10th. Humboldt County Coroner's Office determining he was not involved in any type of traffic collision and his cause of death is unknown. It was a week ago at about 12:40 on June 10th, California Department of Transportation was conducting highway improvements on US 101 south of Indianola Cutoff, and while they were putting up a temporary orange fence, they found a body lying in the tall, grassy center divider. California Highway Patrol and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department responded to the scene. Well, Sheila Marie Bianco of McKinleyville will plead guilty next week to running over and killing a pedestrian while drunk and under the influence of drugs. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Bianco will admit to gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, along with another charge of fleeing the scene. She'll enter her pleas on June 24th. It was May 18th last year. Bianco was driving on Central Avenue, lost control of her SUV, and it struck and killed 67-year-old Clinton Eugene Deckert II as he walked along Central near Bella Vista Road. Bianco sped away, but later contacted the California Highway Patrol to confess being the driver. The 26-year-old single mother of a young son had a blood alcohol level of 0.15 when she was arrested 90 minutes after the crash. The Department of Alcohol Beverages Control making a proposed decision by an administrative law judge denying a request by the Dolgen Corporation for issuance of an off-sale beer and wine license for the new Dollar General store located across the street from McKinleyville High School. Fifth District Supervisor Steve Madrone and others argued that the department had used the wrong census tract to determine whether there were already too many off-sale licenses in the area. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.